Blog Talk Radio.
Whew. What's up, people? It is Tuesday night, and you guys know what time it is. It's time for V's After Dark, where everyone comes. That's right. It's me, Miss V, the Toy Lady, and I'm back for another week of all kind of freaking craziness. This week's show topic is Bad Pickup Lines Part 2. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we did Bad Pickup Lines, and I asked you guys to let me know what some of your pickup lines were. Well, now we're going with Bad Pickup Lines Part 2, since apparently people got a lot of bad pickup lines. Also, as usual, if time permits, we're going to go to my segment, Ask Miss V, and you know that's when you send out all your questions to ask me anything from sex, toys, hygiene, etc. And you know how to find me, but if you don't, you can find me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. And make sure you remember to go to the website, thetoylady.com, for all your pleasure products. Tonight, I've got Neil Soul artist Angela Lynn Davis calling in. And I'm going to be asking her a whole lot of questions. But if you guys have never heard her music, you definitely got to check it out. I've got a couple of her songs I'm going to be playing. I'm going to be asking her a few questions, finding out what's going on. And as with everybody who comes on the show, I'm taking her to the V-Spot. If you guys don't know what the V-Spot is, that's where I ask any and everything completely uncensored and unfiltered, so you never know what the hell is going to come out of my mouth. But you know I got to pay some bills, so I got to let you know. This show is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable. Catch us on the web at thetoylady.com. That's DATOYLADY.com. This week's topic, bad pickup lines. I thought I was through with this until I had to go back with a part two. Okay, I guess I got to put it out there, because some people just don't know what's going on. But before I get to that, I got to remind you guys, I will be in Atlanta. That's right. For one day only, I'll be in Atlanta on Sunday, September 15th, giving two seminars at the Courtyard Marriott downtown. And if you haven't got your ticket yet, you got to make sure you go and get them. It's limited to 50 people per seminar, and we're going to have fun there. That's right. One day only, I will be in Atlanta. And for everybody who attends those seminars, you get a chance to go to Exotica, New Jersey. This is the last Exotica of the year, and if you've never been, it's a place that you really want to go to. So make sure you get your tickets for it, and come check us out, because we're going to be having fun in Edison. We were in Atlantic City earlier this year, and we'll be ending the year in Edison. So we're going to have a whole lot of fun. But these bad pickup lines, I got to find out what some of y'all worst pickup lines are, because apparently people just think that they can say what the hell they want and come with new pickup lines. The latest pickup line that I'm putting on my bad pickup line list is when, for all the states to have lottery machines and lottery numbers where you got to write down your numbers. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something, people. What you don't fucking do is walk up to a person in the damn lottery line and hand them a slip of paper and say, you need to play these numbers. These numbers will be good to you. Seriously, that is a fucked up ass pickup line. Especially when you were seen walking to the goddamn store and you looked like you was busted and disgusted and you was talking shit to other people in the store. Bad pickup line. Do not do that shit. All I can say is that you motherfuckers are giving me so much material that it's crazy. I'm loving this. Bad pickup line not to use. Especially when a person flashes a fucking finger in your face and say, hey, I'm loyal to this, and you say the shit, but these numbers will be good to you. Really? I think the number I got is good to me. Because this is definitely something that's going on. Ooh. Okay. Can everybody hear me? Because I just got a message that my voice is gone. People, let me know if you can hear me in the chat room. Because definitely I'm getting feedback that I have no voice in there. Can you guys hear me now? Okay, we might have a few technical difficulties this week, but I can take care of that real quick. So, back to the bad pickup lines. Definitely not a good thing. Definitely not a good thing. Whoa, shit. Wow. I'm dumbfounded. I just got caught off guard with being told that you guys couldn't hear me, so I really need to know what's going on. But make sure you guys stick around for the end of the show, because this week I'm going to have a lot of fun. This week's toy of the week is the Frisky Fingers, the magenta bullet. And this is one of the bullets I told you was being featured on the Sex Awards. And it's available on the homepage of thetoyday.com for $17. But if you can't hear me, or you want to listen to the show while you're riding along, or you don't want nobody to know what's going on, you can call 646-716-8041, and you can listen to the show live. That's right, you're listening to V's After Dark, where everyone comes. I need feedback. So what I'm going to do while we're checking on to find out what's going on with our mic, I'm going to give you guys a little something to listen to, and I'm going to check out some things. I'll be back in a second.
Oh,
okay. I done checked, trying to get everything together. I'm back. Like I said, for those of you who didn't hear me earlier, tonight's guest is going to be the beautiful Angela Lynn Moore. And what I like most about her is that she's a homegirl. She's from the D, so I actually got a chance to listen and see her in person, and she has a beautiful voice. Oh, my God, I love her music. So when she comes on, she'll be on about 9:30. We're going to chat for a minute. You guys know how I do. You know, I really don't interview. We have girl talk. But she'll know. I talked to her manager earlier this week. I got a little bit more info on her that she don't know, because he called me and told me some things that she hadn't put out there. So I'm going to be talking to her and asking her a few questions and find out what's going on with her. But back to this week's topic, this bad pickup line shit. Come on, you guys. We've got to come better. Bad pickup lines part two. I shouldn't even have to do another show on bad pickup lines. I thought that you guys would have got the hint. Quit using that shit. It's just not cool or funny. But, you know, every week, all you got to do is send in your questions to askmissv@thetoilady.com. And, you know, I always answer your questions. You could remain completely anonymous. Nobody has to hear you. And, you know, I'm going to always be crazy every week. I'll be doing the live toy demo. I'm tongue-tied this week. You guys don't know what's going on over here. It's some crazy shit tonight. So if y'all hear me do some pausing, it's just me being me. Y'all know, ain't no damn telling what the hell is going on when I'm doing this show. But with that, I'm having fun this week. I had a great weekend. It's hot and humid. So one of the things I got to put out there is that if tonight's show is interrupted, it is not my fault. It is the fault of the weather, because it's been raining and it's hot. And I never know what's going to happen with this. But I want to know what you guys think, you know, about the bad pickup lines and everything else that's going on. Oh, my God. And if y'all don't know about any of my distractions, I have all kinds of distractions that goes on throughout my show. And I have a lot of fun doing it. But I got to remind you guys how to contact me. If you need to keep on top of everything that's going on with me, you can find me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. And I got to let you guys know, I'm having so much fun. I can't wait to meet you guys in Atlanta, because we're going to have so much fun there. And I can't wait for New Jersey. I keep wanting to say Atlantic City, because that's like the big city that everybody knows about. But I can't wait for Edison. This will be my first time in Edison, so I'm looking for that Edison love. And gonna have so much fun. And wow, I'm kind of speechless this week. But next week I got Mistress Thick coming on, and starting in September I'm gonna do something a little more fun for you. I'm gonna test out coming on a couple of days a week. It will be your regular Tuesday show with the guest and everything, and then one other day during the week we're just going to do straight up fucking freaky shit for an hour. You'll get to call in. You get to listen. You get to request things. We're just going to have fun for that hour. You know, we're going to test out some new things in September going into the end of the year, because we will be taking a break in December. It will be not a long break, but take a little bit of a break. And might take a break in September preparing for the final Exotica, because there's a lot of things going on. But you guys, I got so many announcements coming up. Oh, and for you guys, anybody who heard me on the Poppy Chulo show last week and reality, yes, it is official. I got my toy line. So it's official. We got everything done. The new toys should be out in time for Edison. That's why I couldn't say anything. We were waiting on the final words and everything, but it's official. Miss B has her name on a few toys, and I got a chance to handpick these toys, so I'm really excited about them. And men, I did not forget about you. There is a pocket pussy in there. I don't know how it works, but I'm sure you guys will order it and let me know. So look for that coming out in probably the first or second week in October. The toys will actually be up on the website, and those who come to New Jersey will get a chance to firsthand get those toys. We're only going to have a small quantity in New Jersey, and then orders will be taken strictly online after that. So another big, exciting thing that's going on. Wow. I'm trying to think of all the announcements this week because there's so much going on. Gotta say this. I got the press release. For those of you who are big fans of the adult industry, send our prayers out to Prince Joshua, who found out he has to go back in for surgery. They are doing a fundraiser for him from his incident a couple of years ago. There's some scar tissue that has to be removed, so he's going to be out of commission for a month. But send our prayers out to him, and he's asking for help with his medical bills. There was a press release that was put out yesterday about that. Let him know we all got you in our prayers for what's going on, and hope you come back soon. Definitely look forward to seeing you in Las Vegas. So be safe. Don't try to rush it. Have a good recovery. Definitely got to send out to that. I had to put that out there because I saw the press release and I hadn't read it. And then I read it earlier today and it was like real touching. And if he's listening, which I know he listens sometime, let you know. We got your back. We definitely are thinking about you and putting it out there, all that love. And for those of you who didn't send the press release, they're doing a fundraiser on GoFundMe.com. For anybody who follows me on Twitter and wants that information on how to help to pay his medical bills that he's currently incurring from this, just hit me up on Twitter and I'll give you the link to that because I don't have it in front of me right now. I really didn't get a chance to write it down because when I read the press release, it kind of put me back. I was like, damn. And I didn't even get a chance to send a message over to him, you know, letting him know that I had heard about it. But definitely keep him in our prayers and can't wait till you come back, big boy. So, all that seriousness out there, I knew it was something I had to make sure I put out there because I know a lot of people didn't know. I want to know what you guys think about the Miley Cyrus shit. You know that can't no show go on without talking about that bitch. First of all, she has no ass. I saw, you know what, all I can say is that Paula Patton don't have a problem with that shit because the bitch don't have an ass. She's 20 years old. She don't know what the hell she's doing. She's looking for attention. At the end of the day, it's show business. I mean, she's not going to lose no sleep. Whew. And I got a question already. Okay, let me go on and take this. Hey, you on the air with Miss V. What's going on? Hello.
Hello. Hello.
You're on the air with Miss V. What's going on? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, so what's your question, baby, or your comment?
Good to hear you again, Miss V. Hope you're having a great show tonight. Also, about your question about Miley Cyrus. You're right, she doesn't have a butt, but you can't even see it. Also, I think she's a little bit off her rocker at the moment.
I personally, you know, it's show business. I think that this is part of what's going on, and I don't feel either way about it. I could care less about what she did, but, you know, everybody's buzzing about it, and, I mean, people have to remember that's the entertainment industry, and things are done for entertainment. At the end of the day, it was done for entertainment. And I think that's where the social networking and everything takes a little bit of a hit because at the end of the day, this was entertainment. And regardless if we agree with the way she did her entertaining, that's everybody's opinion. But it was entertainment. You know, she don't know how to twerk, you know, so I wasn't worried about it. I thought it was kind of a little raunchy for a 20-year-old, you know, considering this was not an adult movie. This was the VMAs. But hey, at the end of the day, it was entertainment. And I can't knock her for being an entertainer. Shit. You know, that's part of being an entertainer.
I don't know. I think that she belongs a lot with Lindsay Lohan in a nut house.
Well,
but
Lindsay is going
to...
Well, Lindsay
can
make
opinion.
A comeback. So, I think Lindsay will be back on top in a couple of years on that one. You know, so... You know, as they say, you know, everybody has their opinion on it. You know, the only thing I'm going to stick with what I said. She just don't have no ass. I mean, if you're going to twerk and put your ass up in a man's crotch, you know, have something for him to, you know, I'm sure Robin Thicke didn't even get hard about that shit because it wasn't nothing there. The man is married to one of the most beautiful women in the industry, Paula Patton, I mean, hell. He ain't worried about that damn Miley Cyrus. You know, he got more exposure for Blurred Lines, you know, which at the end of the day, it was getting exposure for the song and people are talking. So they succeeded in what they wanted to do. They got people talking. They got people like me talking. They got them talking all over the TV. I'm sure that somebody somewhere has been talking about it. They're talking about it on the streets. You can't go anywhere without hearing that conversation. They did exactly what they sought out to do. They got conversation going. Prior to Sunday, the most critical thing or the most biggest thing you can say about Miley Cyrus was that everybody thought she was too grown. Now she's doing grown-up things and they want to talk about her. She's not losing no sleep. That bitch is still making money. And, you know, Robin Thicke is not losing sleep about it. We're doing what they want us to do. We're talking about it. We're giving them free publicity.
I'm just hoping for more jokes about her, especially on Late Night with David Letterman.
Well, I'm sure they got plenty of jokes about her. I've seen some of the skits that they've done on late night TV about her. And, hey, at the end of the day, it is what it is.
Yes, it
so,
is.
You know, so while I got you on, have you ever heard any music by my guest that's coming on tonight?
Let me guess. Your guest?
Angela Davis. This is Angela Lansbury. She makes it a point because she's younger.
Can't say if I have, but I have heard some from Brandy, Monica, and a few hip hop divas like Trina.
Well, you
Brown.
Know what? You sit back because I'm getting ready to play one of her songs before she comes on, but I got to pay some bills. So I'm going to put you back on hold, sweetie, and I know you're up in the chat room, so, you know, keep making them comments, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
No problem. Thank you.
Uh-huh. And with that, like I said, we got to pay them bills, so here you go, people.
Atlanta. Are you ready to learn the art of foreplay? Sunday, September 15th, for one day only, Miss V, the Toy Lady, will be at the Courtyard Hotel, downtown Atlanta, to teach you the art of foreplay without sex. Each attendee will receive a free gift and a chance to win a one-day VIP pass to Exotica in Edison, New Jersey, October 4th through the 6th. Tickets are available at thetoylady.com/events. That's thetoylady.com. Space is limited to 50 people, so reserve your spot today.
And that was Flying High by my guest is coming on tonight, Angela Lynn Davis. Oh, my God. This whole CD, this is one of those CDs where you just sit back and you say, damn, what was she going through when this CD was written? All of the cuts are hot. And they're good. And for those of y'all who are used to me interviewing people who like upbeat hip-hop, you know, going at it, I do take a break. I step back, you know, and I had to have her on the show after I heard her. I mean, I went to the jazz club and I heard her and girlfriend was blowing. And she puts on a good show. I mean, very good show in person. So I know that, you know, she's in the studio tonight. So that was one of the things that, you know, she let me know earlier that she definitely is coming on. And we're going to have fun. And like I said, she already know my craziness. So it's always fun when my guests know about my nonsense. But you guys have got to check out this feature product of the week. I can't wait to do this demo because this demo is going to be fun. And I got company tonight, so I might have more fun doing my demo. It's always fun when I do my demos. But this demo is going to be so much fun because, you know, when you got company, it's always good. But, you know, I got to talk about the bad pickup lines also. I know y'all say this bitch just staying on this shit. I couldn't even look up bad pickup lines because I was just like, this is part two. How bad can they get? You know, and I'm, you know, this be I'm not going to do a part three because if I'm approached for any more bad pickup lines, I'm just going to be like, it's a wrap. You know, I might have to put a sign on. I'm going to put a sign. If you got any bad pickup lines, just drop them in this box next to me or something. But, I'm having fun. It's my energy drink. You guys know I take a minute for my energy drink to kick in. I'm back on my regular energy drink, so, you know, my body got to get back used to it. I was on this blue stuff. Well, the can was blue. The drink wasn't really blue for a couple of weeks, and it was good. But I'm back on my Hansen's Energy because I know some people have been asking me, what am I drinking? So Hansen's Energy, you guys need to give me I need some money. Because I drink you guys all the time. But it's all natural, so that's a good thing. When I come off of it, I don't have a crash. I don't have all them different chemicals in me. So it's one of those good energy drinks. Oh, my God. I feel like I'm going a little hoarse this week. And I think because we're coming up on the holiday weekend, anybody ever have that feeling of, I just don't want to do shit. It's before the holiday weekend, like I want to chill. I got food on the brain. And when I say I got food on the brain, I'm thinking about all the food that I know I can't eat. But I'm like, wow, I'm going to try to be nice. But this is my excuse to eat this weekend because now I could really do a whole lot because I know I'm going to be running on Saturday. So all the bad food, I might even get drunk this weekend, something I haven't done in a while, you know, just get blasted. Nah, I'm not. I ain't feeling like it. But wow, no. This is where I go into my dead air phase with you guys because I just be like lost because I'm having a moment. My brain is like going there. But with that, I got to say a few things. For everybody who's taking this social networking shit like to a new level of seriousness, now, I don't know if anybody heard the news. I kind of follow the news. I follow a whole lot of things. And I get a lot of my information from the news. It don't matter that it's right or wrong. I just still get my information from it. Part of the information that I get is Facebook is like giving out information on people. And I'm a conspiracy type of person. So I've always thought that the government was watching us, be it on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, Blog Talk Radio, wherever you're at, I've always thought that they have been watching us. So for Facebook to come out and say that they've given the information of 38,000 people, which I think is kind of low to the government, you know what? It don't surprise me at all. But I am getting ready to have fun right now. So without further ado, I want to introduce tonight's guest. The beautiful Angela Lynn Davis.
Hello.
Hey, Angela, what's going on, girl?
Hi, I'm doing so well. I'm so excited and honored that I'm finally on your show. I'm actually just leaving a rehearsal right now, and I'm just still ecstatic about being on the show. So thanks for having me.
Oh, well, it is no problem. I fell in love with you, and I heard you at the club, so you know it. I told you it was going to happen.
Oh, yay. Well, I'm so glad that it's finally here.
Okay, before we even get into everything, because, you know, this is girl talk. So
okay.
Before we get into everything, let everybody who don't know who you are and what you do.
Okay, well, my name is Angela Lynn Davis. I am born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, and I am a singer, songwriter, actress, educator. I educate the young people as well. So I'm a woman of many roles, but singing and songwriting and performing is my ultimate passion, and that's what you saw me do at the jazz club that night. So that's me. Music is me.
Oh, yeah, and you was blowing, you know, because I came up to you. I was like, I got to have you on my show. And I know at first you kind of made me look like, who the hell is this?
Oh, no, I wasn't. I was honored because anybody that has a show, you know, that means you're doing something. So you doing me a favor. So thank you, sister.
You're welcome. Well, I'm going to get these questions because I know you just got out the studio, so you know. But I talked to someone this week. And when I looked in your bio, maybe I looked over it, but I got to send a congratulations out to you because you got the 2013 Female R&B Performer of the Year for Detroit, the R&B Artist of the Year.
Yes, I did. I just got that on August the 4th. They had the award ceremony, and I received the Detroit Black Music Award for Female R&B Artist of the Year. So, I mean, what an honor that was to be nominated amongst some, you know, legendary females who've been in the game for a while, and to actually win, I was ecstatic. So thank you for the congratulations. But, yes, I'm still excited about that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you because, you know, a little birdie that I was talking to asked me if you had told me. I was like, no, but I'm going to slip it in there because I'm going to ask because, you know, hadn't told me. You know, that's a big honor.
I know. And it just happened all so fast. Like, the nominations were put in like in the beginning of the summer or like maybe July, and then people could vote. So, you know, I asked people to vote for me and everything, but I mean, lots of people, you know, responded and voted. And I mean, I got a huge, you know, amount of the votes. They actually showed me the percentage, and I was just like in awe, like, wow, like, thank you for your support, Detroit. You know, whoever's listening from Detroit or all over the country, the world, that voted for me, thank you, because I couldn't have done it without you.
Well, definitely big, big congratulations on that. Cause
thank you.
Like I said, you know, little birdie was talking to me the other day, and they probably mad because I forgot to send them a link to the show. I hope you send it to them, because if not, I'll hear about that later.
Oh, I know. I did. I put it on my page, so I'm hoping he looked or, you know, because I've been pretty busy, but I still tried to make sure I put it out there.
Yeah, we've been tweeting crazy this week, so you've probably been getting tweets at 3 in the morning talking about, what the hell is she doing up?
Oh, no. We having girl talk, so, hey, it is what it is.
Well, you know what? Like I said, you know, we have girl talk. I don't do interviews because interviews are so boring. I have little pointers that I have, but I don't really do girl talk. But I got a question. You know, we're gonna talk about some music, then we're going to get into some conversations. With the music, you know, I got the CD. You know, thank you very much for the CD. I played one of your songs a couple of minutes ago before you came on. I actually played your title song, Flying High, you know, for everybody. And this shit is deep on your CD. All I could say is that I had to sit back. I was like, okay, this ain't fucking music. This is the type of music that you sit back and you say, damn.
Mm-hmm.
You got a couple of songs on there, and I'm going to play a couple more while we're during this interview. But let the people know, because you're not just in the industry. You're from a music family. You have a relative who's in the industry. So why don't you tell us how that person got you into the industry, because your bio talks about you being on his coattails.
Oh, well, yeah. My uncle produced my whole album. He's actually a singer, songwriter, producer from Detroit, and you know, he's been doing it a really long time, and he just pretty much taught me a lot of what I know. He's the first person that took me in the studio, you know, taught me how to lay down vocals and how to, you know, do things in the studio. And for him to believe in me at such a young age, I mean, he taught me everything I knew at about 16. And from there, I said I wanted to do an album, and he's the main person that believed in me and worked with me. And then also my mother is a songwriter and a playwright, and she wrote a couple of songs on the album as well. So it's just a family affair. The whole album, I wrote some songs, my uncle wrote some songs, my mother wrote some songs. So, yeah, it was a family affair, a labor of love.
And I love the way you gave credit to everybody. You know, I was checking it out. I was like, okay, you know, it's been a while since I really had a CD in my hand where I got a chance to read the whole cover, you know, and read everything. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, she made sure. Right folks got credit, you know. But how long have you been in the industry? You know, for people who don't know you, because they know you locally, you know, like I saw you at the local jazz club. Mm-hmm. But for people who don't know about you locally, tell them about some of the people that you've done backup singing for.
I actually did backup singing for Sherelle and Alexander O'Neill and Shane Park last summer. I've done background vocals for Penny Wells, who's a very well-known local jazz singer. I sang with Al McKenzie, who's a well-known pianist, jazz pianist and producer, and does a little bit of everything. I've been blessed to have worked with some pretty heavy hitters in the industry, and I've been singing since I was very young, like 3 years old, but singing professionally pretty much started in college, me singing at different local talent shows and weddings and jazz shows and things like that. And then after I graduated, I went to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, but I came back to Detroit, and I just started going to all kinds of different open mics, and people just, when they heard my voice, they said, hey, you know, you're great. We need to get you in our band, working with, you know, our bands and working with us and doing background. So I pretty much just got involved really early on.
Well, definitely, you know, I wish you a whole lot of success, because I heard you, and it takes a lot. I go to plenty of clubs, and I've seen people sing at different clubs throughout the city. I try not to go to no place where they really don't do live music.
Yeah.
Them places have
all
like a lot of non-DJs.
DJs.
Well, you know what? It's also a different crowd. I mean, to be able to sing in front of a live crowd, you got to have an audience for that, especially on the local level, you know.
Oh,
and
yeah.
When you are a local singer doing a live crowd, you know, you got to have an audience. And the fact that you're doing the smaller jazz clubs and the different venues throughout the city is really great, because people who don't know you get a chance to hear you. And it's not people running up to the stage. They can sit back, have their chicken wings and a drink.
Yeah.
And they did a little dancing, you know. It wasn't just sitting back. Folks was up there dancing too, you know, slow jamming.
Oh, yeah. I encourage that. I like for my audience to have a good time, you know, whether no matter what I'm singing, I really think about my audience. Like, they have to have a good time and enjoy the music, and, yeah.
Well, one of the things, you know, I gotta ask you. Flying High came out next year, right? But are you working on another CD or?
I am working.
No.
I'm working on a CD, and I'm actually writing majority of the album. The album is mainly me, and I'm also working with a colleague of mine who is a extraordinary keyboard and piano player. His name is Alton James. We went to college together. And I'm just really trying to give this album more of a live feel, because I'm going to have live piano, live bass, live drums. So I'm really trying to give this album a different feel than the first album, just to show a different side of me and show that, you know, hey, my uncle, Calvin Pritchett, and my mother, Gloria Davis, they helped me a lot, but I can hold my own too. So that's what the next project, it should hopefully be out early next year, hopefully. But it's still in the works.
Well, you know what? I'm going to play a little bit of Caught Up, and I want you to tell us what inspired this song.
Well, actually, my uncle wrote this song. It's called Caught Up, and he wrote it because he said, you know, you're at that age where, you know, girls go to the club, and, you know, it was actually the first song I actually sang about a relationship, because when I was working with him, you know, I was 14, 15 years old, and so I never been in a relationship serious like that. So by the time I got ready to be Caught Up, it was like, hey, I had been through a couple things, and this song just kind of tells a story that most women can tell. We've all seen that guy at the club, you know, looking at us, and, you know, maybe we took it a little further, and then next day we regretting it because he done up and left us. But, hey, it happens, and I'm just keeping it real, that, and I want to let the ladies know that I can relate to them, and it's okay. We've been through some things, but we keep moving from our mistakes and our experiences in life.
Well, you know what? We're going to sit back for a minute and listen to, let everybody hear a little bit of Caught Up without us talking over it.
Okay. Let's go.
Came over me. I felt like I was caught up in a trance. Oh, oh, oh. When I woke up, you were lying next to me. I'm not that type of girl.
Okay, for those of y'all who just tuned in, that is Caught Up by my guest tonight, the beautiful Miss Angela Lynn Davis. And, you know, I got to ask you about that. And I know why, but would you let everybody know why you use your full name versus just being Angela Davis?
I use my full name because everybody that approaches me, and I like it because it helps, you know, marketability-wise. People come to me and they're like, oh, is that the Angela Davis, you know, the Black Panther? And then they see, you know, oh, it's this young girl. But then they're impressed with my performance and everything. So it kind of works to my advantage. But I use my middle name just to differentiate myself from the Angela Davis, to show that I'm a different Angela Davis. I'm a singer Angela Davis. So that's why I use my full name.
Well, like I said, I already knew why, because, you know, anybody who's been around more than, okay, as I date myself for my age, because I know about Angela Davis, you know, anybody who's not in their 20s, I'll say people in their late 30s and 40s, you know, we know about Angela Davis because we grew up with her, listening to her parents. So, you know, I knew when I was like, okay, definitely the good separation. And you know what? The flow is good, though, because you don't have one of those middle names where you say, oh, that is so ghetto. You know, it's like Angela Lynn, you know. That it just flows.
Oh, well, thank you.
Like I said, I already
my mama did good.
Well, you know, I can't speak on everybody's names nowadays.
Yeah, and, that's true.
But, you know, before I ask you some more questions, I got to ask a couple of personal questions. And these aren't bad personal questions. These are general questions because I'm sure that the men who are listening want to know, are you currently available?
Yes, I am. I'm not in a relationship right now. But just to warn you, fellas, I'm not, you know, just looking for a guy to have a good time with real quick. I'm ready to find that special someone. My eyes are open. And so if you come to me, come correct.
And she got a song on her CD for that, too. But I'm going to talk about that in a minute, because when she say her eyes wide open, she got this song that she already got ready for that, too. And, you know, for those, you know, like you said, you're young. You know, people will see you perform, and they're like, this young girl. And then when you open your mouth, you're like, damn, you could blow. Because I didn't know what to expect. I was like, she getting ready to go up there. You know, all in my mind when I saw you, I was like, really? What is she getting ready to do? And people, everybody who get on stage can't sing, and you know that. Just because a club, you know, sometimes a club be putting people in there to fill spots, you know, because somebody dropped out.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, so it's like you never know what to expect when you go to a club. And I went up there just because I kept saying I was going, and I was told that if I didn't show my ass up, I was going to be in trouble that night. So I had to show up after saying I was coming so many times.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know, when people open up a club and they tell you that they got one, and then you say, oh, I'm coming, and then you do other things like shopping, you don't get up.
Oh, yeah, you in trouble. So, yeah,
was,
I'm glad you decided to come on my night, though.
I was in therapy that night. So it was I couldn't make it the night that I was supposed to go. But one of the things that, you know, got to ask you, and I'm going to have to, you know, you didn't hear earlier, but I have distractions going on tonight during my show. So, you know, I'm apologizing to everybody, but it's a good distraction. But it's time for me to ask you a question, because you got a song, Fairy Tales, on here.
And, yes, ma'am.
And when I listen to Fairy Tales, and guys, I'm preparing you. When you hear this song, this is one of them songs that if your ass ain't got a damn wedding ring ready to propose, don't play this shit, because this is the walking down the aisle song.
Yes, it
is. I kid you not. When I heard it, I was like, okay, this is the song she getting married to. Because it's just one of them songs when you hear it, you know, a lot of people can't make wedding songs. You know, it's only a handful of true wedding songs out there. You know, this kind of remind me, I don't know if you heard Pure Soul with their one hit that they came out, that We Must Be in Love, and that came out in the 90s. And that was their
song. Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's a wedding song.
Yeah.
You know, I told everybody, this Fairy Tales is a wedding song. This is the song that you walk down the aisle to if you don't want to have a traditional wedding march. Because when I heard this, I was like, oh, yeah, this is a wedding song. I was like, oh, yeah, we already know. So when she says she's looking for a serious relationship, guys, just listen to her CD. You know, there's some trials and tribulations going on, because I'm not giving out. And that's one reason why I'm not playing the whole song for y'all, because y'all got to get the CD. And speaking of how they get it, where can they get your CD from? Because
they
I'm
can
not
get
giving
it
the whole thing.
Yeah, I know people, you know, internationally and, you know, who live out of state, you can get it on iTunes and it's on Amazon.com. So, you know, those are the main places you can get it. And then, like, if you do happen to live in the city of Detroit or, you know, Metro Detroit area, I always keep some with me for any of my performances. And like I said, I perform all around Metro Detroit. So if you follow me on Twitter or Facebook and all that, it'll always keep you updated on where I'm performing. You know, I perform at Baker's, Keyboard Lounge, and the Jazz Club, and Flood. So I keep them with me. But if you don't live here and you are, you know, online, go to iTunes and go to Amazon.com.
And you could Google her. And when you Google her, Google Angela Lynn Davis. And she
mm-hmm.
comes up, you know, and it tells you her website and everything. So.
Oh, yeah.
You got. Yeah, I'm giving you that plug. I'm making sure you get it out there.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it because, yeah, it's a lot. But that wedding song, you are right. It's totally a wedding song. And a lot of people ask me, like, you're not married. You're not in a serious relationship. How do you write a song like that? And I was like, well, just to tell you the truth, I wrote that song, and I wrote it because this is how, in my mind, how I want my wedding day to be. I just thought of everything. I want all the emotions, all the way I want it to be set up. I put that in a song. So it's pretty much my wishful thinking of my wedding. So just the FYI about the inspiration behind the song.
Well, I have, one of the callers has a question. You want to take a question from them?
Sure.
Okay. And this is one of my regular listeners. Hey, Joseph, you're on the air with Angela and Miss V. What's your question, sweetie?
Hey, thank you. You said this song that you were playing a minute ago was a wedding song.
Yeah, the song you're currently playing.
Is it like Mariah Carey's We Belong Together? Or just an actual wedding song? I'm asking because the one, the Mariah Carey one, I see ends up having her have second thoughts about marrying the guy she's walking down the aisle to and sees another guy and then ends up running off with the other guy leaving.
This is a certainty song. It's about knowing, I know I've been through heartaches. I say that in the song. I've been through some hard times with other relationships, but now I know that you're the one, whoever that you is, whoever that person is, he's the one, and I'm ready to start our lives together. So it's a song of certainty and knowing who that person is.
True. I gotcha. No, just wasn't sure at first.
Oh, no, it's fine. Thank you so much for listening and asking a question of me. I've never had a caller ask me a question about one of my songs, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so, Joseph, did you have any other questions for Angela?
Actually, just one more. Will you be trying to do any duets,
Oh, that's a great question. I do want to do some duets. I've actually been working with a local artist. He sings with a band here called 313. And we've been singing some cover songs, some cover duets. We've done If This World Were Mine by Luther and Cheryl Ann. We've done Cheryl Lynn. We've done So In Love With You by Jill Scott and Anthony Hamilton. So we're really working towards possibly doing some type of, you know, duet collaboration with an original song. So yeah, that's definitely in the future. Good question.
One last one. If this concerns if some divas have recently died, if they hadn't died, like Leo or Lisa Left Eye Lopez, would you have done a duet with them?
Oh, yes. Someone I would do, you said one of them, Aaliyah. I definitely would love to work with her if she was still here. I would love to have worked with Whitney Houston, you know, God rest her soul. And even a male Luther Vandross. I was really disheartened. I was just so heartbroken when he passed away. I would have loved to have worked with him if he hadn't passed. So those are a few people I would have loved to have collaborated and worked with.
Well, thanks for answering my questions. And
of course.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
You too. And thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Joseph.
You're welcome.
Yeah. He has some great questions. Man, I love it.
I love my listeners because they always, because I hadn't thought about those questions. See, that's why when you got a live show, people will ask things that you hadn't even thought about, you know, that aren't really off-the-wall questions. They're actual legitimate questions that, you know, you just don't even think about asking those questions. So
thank you
for calling
in
with those questions. Those were really great questions.
Oh, yes. I liked it. And it puts me on the spot and makes me really think about it. So thank you.
And Joseph is one of my regular listeners. He follows me on Twitter, too. So he knows everybody who's coming on, and he stays on top of it. You know, he probably more on top of it than I am. He's probably more on top of it than I am. Because I think sometimes if I want to see what's going on my show, I'll be like, I could sign in, and he'll say, and tonight, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm ready. I see Joseph.
Yeah, thank you, Joseph.
But it's that time, and me and you had this talk a few months ago. You know, I'm ready to take you to the V-spot because I know you, like, ready for the girl talk because you know I ain't got no good sense.
Uh-oh.
You know, so you know, now we done did the business. Now,
okay.
I'm not going to put you on the spot because, see, you're a little bit younger, so I'm not going to ask you some of them questions I would ask under folks. But I am going to ask you a question I asked everybody because this is a question that I can't not ask. You know from meeting me that, you know, I talk about sex. That's what I do for a living. And I sell toys.
Oh, yeah.
And being that you're in a different generation than I am, do you have a favorite toy that you like? Or have you ever used a toy?
I actually have never used a toy like a dildo or anything like that, but something that I've been wanting to use that I, you know, never have once I get that special someone is edible underwear. I really want to try that. You know, I feel like that would be interesting to
I'll have to get you a pair of them. I'll send you a pair. I know where to find them.
Yeah.
But they just don't
taste
that good, though. At least, maybe the flavor didn't change because back when they first came out, they really didn't taste that good. They was kind of, remember them fruit roll-ups? The very first ones came out. They wasn't really good. Remember the first ones that wasn't good, that they told everybody tastes good, and you was, like, trying to pull them, and they just kept pulling and just really wasn't right?
They were so tough, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully it's not like that anymore, because I want it to be, you know, pleasurable for him, but I definitely feel like it would make things a little more, you know, spicy in the bedroom.
Oh,
so
you
that's
know what?
One thing
I know what to get you. They got the ones that are, what are they? It's a candy bra. It has, like, all the different little round candies. It's not the stretchable one. It's, like, the hard candy. They got, like, a bra and underwear set like that.
Oh, I would like that.
You can have pieces pulled off because it's, like, the string, you know, the candy on the string.
Yeah.
You got me thinking. I'm going to have to get a pair of them. Note to self. Order candy bra and panty set.
Oh yeah, that's interesting. I think you're onto something. I didn't even think about the bra, so yeah, I may have to get a couple sets.
I got you. You know how you got my number. You know how to like shoot over that text. Be like, it's that time.
Oh yeah, I'll let you know.
Okay, you know, and you know, I got to thank you for coming on because it was like. Somebody didn't check their email when they were supposed to. We won't say who didn't check their email timely because I sent the email a long time ago and I had to actually call them on the phone and say, did you get my email? And then they said they didn't get it. And then I went in my email and I said, this is what date I sent you the email.
Uh-oh.
So it's like, oh, you know, yeah, I pinpoint down the date and the time that I sent that email over asking for you on the show. So, but I knew I was going to happen. If I had to drive my butt back up there, I was going to get you on the show tonight. But, I got a girl talk for you. Oh my God. This is what happens when you do a live show when you have people around you because you get distractions and you get kind of sidetracked.
Exactly. I'm like, what is it?
Okay. Lord. Okay, what's a fantasy of something that's yours that you want to do that you have never done?
A fantasy of mine that I haven't done that I want to do is... I would have to say, I guess whenever I purchase a home, you know, hopefully it'll be with that special someone, basically christening every room, if you know what I mean.
Ah.
I've never done that before, so that should be fun.
And then, see, speaking of that, do you like to watch or do you like to be watched?
Honestly, I've never been watched before, so I can't say I don't like it, but I would just go ahead and say I like to watch because I feel like you learn when you watch. Like, ooh, okay, I never thought about that. Wow, he did that? Let me tell my man to do that. And then, you know, it's like you start getting interested, like, So I would say I like to watch. I'm selfish like that.
Ain't nothing wrong with watching. Some people like to watch. Some people like to be watched. Then people who like to watch sometimes turn around to people who like to be watched because they want to say, watch me, see if I did this right.
Right.
Oh, my God. I apologize.
I know. It's the distractions, yeah.
I got to thank you for coming on the show tonight. And, wow. Oh, I know what I got to ask you.
Of course. I'm ready for my next question.
You know what? Tonight's topic is bad pickup lines. And you live in the city, so you know about some of the bad pickup lines. And
this is
bad pickup lines part two. And, every week I have a topic. This is actually part two. And I'm going to tell you what happened to me. And I'm going to tell you. See if you've had anybody have a bad pickup line on you. This week my bad pickup line was I was at the store playing my numbers on a Saturday.
Uh-huh.
I normally don't even go into the stores by my house. Guy walked up. He walked in. There was two chicks in there, and I guess he knew them. They're talking big smack, big shit up in there, just talking shit. And he talking about, can you buy this for me? And he walking up to the counter telling the guy, don't pay for it. Well, he says he got to play his numbers because I'm down by the lottery machine. Why this asshole walk down there, he writing down his numbers, no biggie. I'm like, okay, whatever. You know this asshole had the audacity when he wrote down his numbers to say, you need to play these numbers. And I said, no, I got my own numbers. That's all right. I'm good. He's like, no, these numbers would be good to you. And I glanced down. This motherfucker done wrote down his number talking about play these numbers. These numbers would be good to you.
Oh, wow.
I looked at him. I was like, do you see this on my finger? I was like, I'm really faithful to this. He said, oh, but these numbers will be real good to you. You know this motherfucker walked to the store. He didn't have no card. So you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, seriously?
Oh, God. See, it wouldn't have been a bad pickup line if he had been, like, someone you were interested in, like, had something going for him. Because he could have played it real sexy, like, you know, maybe if you had played your numbers, and then he's like, you know what, I think these numbers might be good for you, too. Why don't you give them a try one day? You know, if he don't have the game or the swag like that. So, yeah, that was bad on his part.
And he was an old busted brother. He went, you know what, he looked like one of them scraggly guys. He might have had a job, you know. Because the neighborhood I live in is not a bad neighborhood, you know. I won't say where I live at because people are listening, but the neighborhood I live in is not a bad neighborhood. You know, so he could have actually had a job. But,
yeah,
he looked scraggly, you know. It was Saturday, so he might have just walked to the store because he didn't feel like driving because I walk to the store when I don't feel like driving. I don't care I'm in the city, you know. The store is right around the corner. But his approach, first of all, you hollering at two chicks in the store. You put yourself in, and he got in my personal space. See, I have this thing about people walking up on me, the way crime is, you don't know. He almost got punched because he, like, got right up in my space. And I'm like, really?
Yeah. No, no, that's a no-no.
These are grounds to get punched, you know. And I don't care if you're a man or a woman. When you get in inches.
Yeah, you got to watch yourself these days.
So have you had any bad pickup lines? Because I know the young folks got, they got to have some bad pickup lines, because I'm realizing that the old folks got some horrible pickup lines.
I mean, it's not even, the thing with the young people, it's sad. Y'all actually, at least they try and attempt to say a full sentence, you know, grammatically correct. The young people, they just come with, hey. I'm like, you know, and you hear it a couple times, hey, hey. You know, not a hello, how you doing, but just a hey, like
say,
a bar.
Hey, pick up
and it's like, can you, I feel like that's even worse. At least a man said a complete sentence to you. At least he talked to you like you are a human being. These younger, you know, guys, a lot of them, I'm not going to say it to all of the young guys. There are some good young men out there with the head on their shoulders. But men, you know, a lot of young men, they just come with the A or the, you know, hey, baby, you know, what's up? Like, excuse me, you don't even know me. Can you at least try with, hey, how are you doing? My name is whatever. What's your name? And they don't do that anymore. They just, because their pants are sagging, I think that that's supposed to be attractive to us, and we're just supposed to be like, oh, he said A to me.
No,
I don't like that at all.
Angela, the sagging pants mean that he's a, you know that this is Detroit. Everybody is a fucking rapper. You know everybody raps in this. I don't care who you are. I don't. You could be 10 years old or 100 years old. If you see sagging pants, 9 times out of 10, this motherfucker is in the music industry or wants to be in it. I've come to realize that.
It's just sad. And so that's why I tend to, you know, date older men, like not super older, but men that are older than me tend to approach me correctly and say things that I like to hear, and you know, just treat me with respect. That's all I ask. So yeah, but the young guys, yeah, it's sad, and it's that's pretty much how I'm gonna just leave it at that. It's kind of sad.
So being that you are a singer, what are some of the lines that I know, because you be in them clubs, so I know that you got the brothers walking up on you with some serious pickup lines, especially when you be at the bar during your intermissions.
I know one guy, he pretty much, you know, he bought me a drink while I was standing there and everything. He was like, you know, you want a drink? And I was like, oh, sure, I'll take a wine. And he was like telling the bartender lady, like, excuse me, you know this my wife, right? Can you get her a wine? I'm thinking like, what? Your wife? Like, how are you going to claim me as your wife in like 2.2 seconds? Like, so I just laughed it off and, you know, told him thank you and just walked away. But it was just, it was funny. They thought that that was, you know, cute to claim me as his wife. And she kind of laughed too, like, whatever, Joker.
That was kind of cute, because that was one of those, he was trying to at least make some casual conversation. He wanted you to respond with that one. That one was actually kind of cute. He wanted a response.
Yeah,
it
wasn't horrible, but it was like, yeah, it was all right. But
how old was this brother who did that?
He was a little older. He was a little older. He was probably in, I would say maybe close to 50, because, you know, he had a pretty good amount of gray hair. So I would say he was like in his late 40s, early 50s. But he was a nice looking man. It just was funny, like, that he said that.
Because, like I said, I know you all up in them jazz clubs, so I know that, you know, that's a totally different audience, so they pick up lines are different. So have you had the broke brother try to pick you up?
A broke like brother? Yeah, I think we all have. We all have had a broke brother. Like, you know, I had a guy that, you know, he seemed nice and everything. He didn't say any dumb pickup lines, and once we exchanged numbers, you know, I gave him a chance. We started talking, and he was just talking about going out, and I was like, oh, okay, you want to, like, you know, go out somewhere? And he was, like, kind of talking about doing a movie or something, and he was like, well, you know, I don't have a car right now, so that just pretty much made me blank out. Like, why are you approaching a woman if you don't even have a car, and you asking her about going out, but yet she has to pick you up? No, sir. You know, try again. So I kind of got out of the conversation like, well, you know, I'll call you back and let you know. I never called that man again. Like, sir, please don't do that
you
to
got
me.
His
don't
number?
Do me like that. I don't
you
ask for
his...
much, but come on.
But you
I
got
need
his
the basics.
Number for him to even go that far? Because, you know.
Yeah, that was a mistake I made. That was a, you know, should have known better a song on my album. That was a should have known better moment. Like, dang,
okay.
I should have known better.
I'm going to give you a little secret. And this is for everybody listening. Here's the secret. It's okay to give out your number. Just give out a number that you don't answer. See, you're a performer. Like, I have a business number. So when people, I tell people I sell toys, I have my number on my business cards.
Right.
But because everything is business to me, I give them that card. So when
mm-hmm.
you call that number, you're getting my business number. So you're not
right.
going to leave no crazy messages or nothing because you're just calling my business. And if you're serious about dating me or whatever, guess what? You will leave a business message and say you were trying to contact me and you would like me to return your call. And if not, you'll hang up like most people do because you wasn't about your business.
Exactly.
Works
yes.
out good.
Yeah, you live and you learn, you know.
That came with some experience. I weed out a lot of people. But you know what? I got to thank you for being on the show because I got to go to my next segment. But before we go, I got to add, you know, again, let people know how to contact you. Let them know your Twitter, your Facebook, your Instagram, anything you got out there. Let people know how they can find you and contact you. And if you got anything, any places that you're going to be at within the next month or so that people can see you at live.
Oh, yes. You can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter is ADAV1986 with the, you know, at in the front. My Facebook is facebook.com/AngelaLynnDavis. My Instagram is AngelaLynn429. And I perform at the Mars Bar, which is a nice, beautiful lounge in downtown Hamtramck. I'm there every first Saturday and every third Sunday of the month with my wonderful band, Solid Pocket. So if you're ever in the Metro Detroit area and you're nearby downtown Hamtramck, come down and see us on first Saturdays and third Sundays. There's no cover charge, a very moderately priced drink, and it is a 2-drink minimum, but, you know, who goes to a bar and doesn't drink, so... You'll have a great time. We sing, we perform. We have other artists come out and do some open mic things. So that's what I have on a consistent basis. I also sing with the band 313 at Baker's Keyboard Lounge on some Tuesdays, and then I sing with them at Flood on some Thursdays. And I always post on my Facebook and Twitter when I'm going to be with them because it's not super consistent, but I do sit in with them and sing with them. So, yeah, that's a mouthful. Thank you so much to everybody who listened and called in. And come follow me and check me out. You won't regret it.
And make sure you get her CD because the CD is hot. Make sure you go to Amazon and iTunes to get her CD.
Yep,
you
and
know,
it's called Flying High, and my name is Angela Lynn Davis. If you look that up, you'll find it on iTunes or Amazon.
Well, Angela, I want to thank you for coming on, and I will definitely be talking to you later. And when you get that new CD out, let me know, because, you know,
I
would love to have you back on, and we could talk about it and play some songs and, you know, find out how you was feeling, because, like, I heard all the feeling in this CD, so I'm sure that you got some new feelings going into this new CD that's coming out.
Oh, yeah. I will. Thank you. I can't wait to come back, and I will be in touch.
Okay, thank you, and I'll talk to you later.
Yay, thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, that was my guest tonight, the beautiful Angela Lynn Davis. You guys got a chance to hear some of her music earlier, and tonight, because I have a great distraction with me, tonight, you guys know I'm doing the live toy demo. I'm not going to cut you guys short. We still got 40 minutes left in the show, but, you know, we got to pay some bills and, you know, oh, I got to take a caller, I guess. So let me find out what my who's got a question to ask before I go pay some bills. Hey, you're on the air with Miss V. How you doing?
Hi, Miss V. This is Randy. I thought want to give you another shot tonight.
Hi, Randy. How you doing? Thanks for listening.
I'm doing fine. I just came out. I was hosting a movie night tonight.
Oh, that's great. So did you get a chance to hear my guest tonight?
No, I didn't get a chance, but I will hear it on the archives.
Yeah, definitely. Having a neo-soul artist on, her music is so great, you know. Once a month,
yes.
I bring on a musician so I can make sure that everybody know that I'm a well-rounded person. Just don't
Aww.
Talk about the adult industry all the time. I do ask some adult questions, though, but, you know, gotta support, you know, my artists also. Let them know that they do have a place to come where, you know, they could get the word out about themselves. So tonight, I had a great guest, Angela Lynn Davis. She's actually a homegirl from here in Detroit and played a few of her songs, and tonight I got a great distraction with me, so I'm just having fun tonight. I don't normally have distractions when I'm on my show, so
Aww.
It's a good distraction.
But did you get my tweets? I did. They did tell you last week I did follow you.
I did not get your tweet, and I was looking for it because, you know what, but so many tweets came through. Because I was looking, because I was like, because remember I told you, shoot me the tweet, and I would, did I follow you back, or did I respond,
yeah.
or any, did I follow you back?
Yeah. No, I don't think you followed me back.
Did I respond to you at least? Did I say welcome to you? I always try to say welcome to my new followers.
No, I haven't had that. I mean, I know I haven't heard a welcome, but that's okay.
Okay.
I'm not upset. I'm so
okay,
not
well,
upset
Randy,
at
you. You know what? What is... Right now, I'm going to refine you. What is your Twitter name?
At Randy Veale, RandyVeale. No, V. V as in Victor, EALE.
Okay, I got you.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm pulling you up now. I don't remember seeing. And definitely say that you follow me, so I'm definitely going to welcome you right now.
Aww.
Because I like to welcome my new followers, and I sometimes I miss them, especially if I'm doing a lot of tweeting. So
yeah, I can tell you got a lot of tweets. Wow.
So definitely, I got you now, Randy.
Aww.
Now
Oh, that's so sweet. I mean, I like your pictures, though. I love,
oh,
what'd you love your
pictures. What did you think of my new background picture?
Love it. It's so hot, sexy. I mean, come on. Who are we kidding here? You got back there.
This was a calm picture this week.
Oh, the calm picture? I must be thinking about your last background picture.
This
now
was
I haven't
calm,
seen that picture.
I mean,
I haven't seen that picture yet. I was just thinking of the other one where
I
you had your...
I just changed the background a couple of days ago.
Oh, okay. I was just thinking about that other picture. I mean, that other picture sort of like turns me on. I hope I didn't offend you in any way.
Oh, no. That picture is actually from my calendar that I released. The one that you saw, that's actually from my 2013 calendar that was released.
Yes.
So that picture is actually part of, I forget what month that is, because I can't remember because I'm in four of the months in the calendar.
Right.
And for those of you who are listening, the calendar is still available. It's featured on my homepage. I was giving away tickets to ABN last year. When the calendar first came out, we had a contest going on. But it's still
mm-hmm.
calendar is available for anybody who wants them. You've got 12 months, even though 2013 is almost over. It's a 2013 calendar, but they're good pictures. So you got some sexy ladies in there, including myself. And it's the Who Is V 2013 calendar. So
right.
good pictures, good products. You know, people had to guess who I was in there. That was
right.
the problem I put on Twitter. So it was a fun photo shoot doing that calendar.
Yeah.
People got
I bet you had a lot of sexy pictures and all that other... Wow.
Well, we made it family friendly. It was made to be a family friendly calendar. This is a calendar that my grandfather has it up on his wall and he brags about it. So he's had people ask who is that. I figure if my grandfather put up on his wall, it can't be too bad. Some of us are barely clothed, but we try to cover as much as possible in that calendar. We had fun doing it. That was the good thing that when we did it and my other half approved of it, he was at the photo shoot. So
classy but sexy at the same time.
The way I keep it, classy, sexy.
Yeah. I mean, you show a lot of when I saw that picture, I say that lady, that young lady has a lot of class. That's what I said.
Well, I haven't got a chance to call back into the Pleasure Network in a few days because I've been busy, and tonight I've been scared. I've been watching the weather because it's storming here, so I'm watching, hoping that I don't lose power during tonight's show.
Uh-huh. Oh, you have severe weather over there where you are?
We've got bad thunderstorms, and normally the power might go out while we're doing it.
Oh.
So I was worried about if I was going to have power or not, so I had backup and everything going so I could still come on the air tonight.
I want to say thanks for the advice you gave me last week. When I first called your show.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
I mean, that was, I matter of fact, I'm still thinking about that. I'm still thinking about that.
Which part of it? Posting her pictures on her door?
What do you mean, the one who dumped me?
Yeah.
No, I don't have her pictures. Matter of fact, I never had her pictures. I never had it, come to think of it.
See, that should tell you there's a reason.
Yeah. I never had her picture.
She knew she was wrong.
Yeah. I mean, she could have said, I say it before and I say it again. She would have told me she would have liked pussy better than dick. She would have told me that day. If she would have told me that from day one, I would say, hey, I'll leave it alone. Bye. See ya. But, I had to find out from there. She didn't have the guts to tell me that herself. I had to find out from a fucking next-door neighbor.
Oh, Randy, why I got you on the air.
Okay.
This week's topic was bad pickup lines, part two.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen a bad pickup line on a woman?
Have I?
Yeah.
I couldn't even think of any bad pickup lines.
Well, would you know a bad pickup line if you used it?
Yeah, you know, I heard it. I heard a lot of bad pickup lines. I heard talk about I'm trying to think of a bad pickup line. I can't think of any. I mean, I just hear it, but I just can't think of it off the top of my head.
Everybody's been having that problem tonight with the bad pickup lines. You know what? You guys are going to get a treat tonight. So I'm going to, you know, for everybody who knows that I've got, like, a big distraction going on tonight, I'm going to actually give you guys a treat of something that y'all don't normally get. So, Randy, I want to thank you for listening, and you guys are going to get your toy demo a little early tonight. And make sure you listen to the replay of the show because my guest tonight was fabulous, and I played a couple of songs. And definitely, if you can, get her CD. It is so great. It's fun. It's not a love-making CD. It's a sit-back and relax and chill CD. She's more of a jazz artist. She does a lot of jazz clubs here. But very young girl, nice artist. Like I said, I got a chance to hear her live, and I don't normally recommend, like, a whole lot of people, but... I've got the whole CD, and it's a great CD. And
definitely she's just check a that out. Especially now that jazz is still considered cool music, if you know what I mean.
Oh yeah. You know what? But see, for her to be young and to have that sound, it's a whole lot because you don't have too many young people who can actually blow like that.
Right.
You know? people think they can, but it takes a whole lot to have one of them voices that, you know, can really do it.
Yeah, they make it seem easy, but it's not easy. As far as singing the type of music like jazz, bebop, or hip-hop, what have you, they may seem easy, but it's not.
Well, I can't hold a note. If I try to sing anything, it'll be some dogs howling, you know.
Oh, I find that very, very hard to believe.
There'll be some dogs howling, you know. I only sing good to myself. I sound good to me. I know I don't sound good to nobody else. Even though I did sing in the church choir, you know, I think they let me be in there because I wanted to be in there, and they figured everybody else can drown me out.
Nah. I mean, just by listening to you, you have a very beautiful, very, very beautiful voice. I mean, I'm sure you have a beautiful singing voice. I mean, I don't know you that well, but I just think you have a beautiful voice.
Well, thank you. So, I'm going to give you guys a treat because I'm so fucking distracted tonight.
Okay.
But you guys sit back and listen. And I know I got people who are actually just listening who haven't called in, and I know that the chat room will probably come back up in a minute because this is the show that I didn't know that nobody wanted to miss, but that's the beauty of it. So people will be listening to the archives, having fun with this show. So thank you for calling in.
You're so welcome. I'll call in again.
Okay.
Call in again soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, you guys, I am, like, so fucking distracted, but I, you know, we're down to our last 30 minutes, and I'm going to have fun tonight. I get to do what I do best coming on the air. I, anybody who knows me has heard this show knows this, but before I get to all that, I got to thank my guest tonight, Angela Lynn Davis, for coming on to the show and, you know, and blessing us with her music. You know, I very seldom say blessing us with that music of hers. And then I've got next week, Mistress Dick coming on, and I'm going to have fun with her because I still want my foot massage. She'll know, I still remember, so I got to get my foot massage from one of her slaves. But if you want to keep on top of everything that's going on with me, you can follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY, or like our Facebook page at V's After Dark Pleasure Products. Tonight's demo is going to be the demo of the Frisky Fingers Magenta Bullet. That's a whole lot to say, but it's on the homepage of thetoylady.com. And it's available for $17. But remember, Sunday, September 15th, I will be in Atlanta for one day only, doing two seminars. I'll be doing foreplay, how to please your mate without toys, and how to have a threesome without a third person. Those are the two seminars. The times are 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. at the Courtyard Marriott downtown. And the space is limited. You know, you've got to reserve that space because there will be no tickets sold at the door. So you have to go online to thetoylady.com/events and get your tickets there. And I'm going to take a little break and, you know, let you guys sit back, listen, and get ready for all the nonsense that we're getting ready to have. I'll be back in a minute.
You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck. I wanna fuck.
No, you ain't gotta say too much. From the look in your eyes, I can tell you won't fuck.
Now you ain't gotta say much, cause I was peeping you. Looking at your hips got me thinking about how deep in you I'm trying to go. You heard about No Limit Soldiers. We get up in it and hit it harder than Dale to hold you. I thought I told you, soldier draws, cover my ball. I'm known for ripping the pussy walls. I heard you got that kill. I can see it all in your grill. Can you ride me like a black Mercedes? And make me do that shit I never did with other ladies. I got a woman, so I'm not looking for love. I just wanna fit your glove. Get a couple of and I'm out just like a thug. And hit me on my page if you want it. It's soldier passion, so get up on it if you want it.
You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me your boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck.
No, 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 you ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me your boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck too. Put me on the counter in the kitchen and baby, call my body with some ice cream. Leave me from there to 12, and then me over 69 and be the next thing. I wanna taste your body all night long, from sun up to sundown. I wanna make you mine.
You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me your boo.
No, no, you ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me your boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck too.
Killing light a candle and get you in the places the light won't show. I'll do my time and do it slow. I'll do my oral exercises right between your thighs. It's so very pleasurable. I'll go places he won't go. Let's keep it on the low, low. So you don't know, let's take it to the floor. You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me your boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck too.
No, 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 you ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
Atlanta, are you ready to learn the art of foreplay? Sunday, September 15th, for one day only, Miss V, the Toy Lady, will be at the Courtyard Hotel, downtown Atlanta, to teach you the art of foreplay without sex. Each attendee will receive a free gift and a chance to win a one-day VIP pass to Exotica in Edison, New Jersey, October 4th through the 6th. Tickets are available at thetoylady.com/events. That's thetoylady.com. Space is limited to 50 people, so reserve your spot today.
phone, baby. Light a few candles and pour back the satin sheets. I just wanna kiss your sexy body from the top of your head down to your feet. Tonight is an occasion, lady, that is so special, like a holiday. See, I'm tired of explaining, baby, there is nothing.
Okay, Lord, if you guys could see what was next to me, and I'm not mad at all. I'm actually having a damn good Tuesday night. If the power went off right now, I really would not fucking be upset. But I still got time left on the air because I promised you guys 2 hours of my nonsense every fucking Tuesday. So before I even act the fucking fool. Oh my God. Damn. All I could say is, you know, I got to recap a few things before I got to be serious for a minute or try to be as much as I can. You know, for those of you who are just tuning into the show, again, you know, want to send our prayers out to Prince Joshua. He's got to have surgery from his injury a couple of years ago that came over the press release that I received earlier. So that's one of the things that, you know, I want everybody to know, you know, if you see him on Twitter, let him know that you're thinking about him. Also, you guys heard the Atlantic City commercial, you know. Why did I say Atlantic City? Atlanta, Georgia. That I will be there September 15th. Make sure you guys follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. And I'm going to start this early. Oh, next week, make sure you listen. Mistress Stick will be on and all her nonsense. If you guys have never seen her, she is at most of the Exoticas. She's in the dungeon with Mistress C, and she has her slaves and everything. She is one of the people that I've had the pleasure of meeting in person, and she actually had told me to make sure I have one of her slaves who does foot massages. That's all he does is foot massages, to make sure I get it. So hopefully they will be in Edison when I'm there in October. Oh, you guys, if y'all know, I'm so fucking distracted. I'm so glad that you guys are used to me being tongue-tied and distracted. Normally I'm distracted because I'm talking to somebody and I've looked at their picture and I saw their fucking boobies. This time, oh my God, I got a fucking, like, nice dick next to me. Oh, nice dick. You guys know that. And it's mine. So I'm, like, loving this shit tonight. I very seldom get to have my other half with me when I'm on the air. You know, I'm normally here by myself and wishing he was here. And I guess now that I got him here, he's making sure that I know he's here, you know. So I'm laughing because this motherfucker is just fucking with me while I'm on the air. This shit is, like, so crazy. I can't even talk straight. I already don't act right as it is when I'm on the air, and this shit is just, like, crazy right now because I got dick in my fucking face, and I done had my fucking pussy ate while I'm on the air with y'all, and I'm, like, trying to be calm. Do you know how hard it is to fucking work when somebody is eating your damn pussy? I mean, that shit is, like, crazy. But this is the nonsense that goes on with my fucking show. I mean, that's why, you know, I tell you guys I have so much fun on Tuesday nights. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. You know what, you guys? Y'all sit back. We got about 13 minutes left. Fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. I'm going to do this toy demo because, this week's toy is the Frisky Fingers Magenta Bullet. This comes in two colors. It's magenta and purple. I actually got the magenta one. But you guys, I know y'all hear that. That shit is strong. This is, I kept wanting to say that it was part of somebody else's line, but this is, it's online. So, but this thing is strong. And I was using it earlier and damn near squirted with it. So, for those of you who have never heard my live toy demo, sit back, listen, because you guys get an extra treat this week, you know. So, I hope you guys enjoy this as much as I'm going to have fun, because time for the live toy demo. Oh, shit. Ah. Oh my God. Shit. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh shit. You guys got more of a treat than you normally expect. And when I get off the air, I'm going to finish this shit. But damn. Oh, fuck. My chair is wet. I got to, damn. I'm so fucking distracted. I got to thank my guests who came on this week. The beautiful neo-soul singer, Angela Lynn Moore. Angela Lynn Davis, oh Lord, Angela Lynn Davis from Detroit. Definitely got to thank my nice distraction that I'm having tonight because I'm having fun with it. And you guys, I got to thank you guys for listening. And thank you, Joseph, for calling in with the great question. And oh my God. For those of you who have never heard the show and you're like, what the hell am I listening to? You are listening to V's After Dark, where everyone comes. That's right, every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. This is the one place on the internet where I talk about sex, sex, and more sex. That's right. And I put a little bit of the real world into it. At least once a month I'm talking to a music artist. But I'm always talking about sex. So I want to thank you guys for listening, and until next week, I will talk to you guys later, and have fun.